Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
Somebody else mentions here, by the way. Hi, Niall. I went into labour at my mammy's first month's mind. Can't send a voice note. It's still a little bit emotional for me. It even brings a tear to my eye now. Oh, she was crying. Oh, no, I don't even know. See, that's not... There's something good about that, isn't there? Something nice about that, Trina?
Oh, kind of, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ah, your mammy was watching you.
Ah, look at you.
Lovely.
That's the best way to put
it,
isn't it?
That is lovely, isn't it? Yeah. Looking after you.
So here we are. We're talking about... And we want you to text or WhatsApp in. Where is... Now, it doesn't have to be like hanging out of a tree or anything like that. Mm. But where did your waters break? Where did you go into labour? Or where did you have your baby? If it wasn't like, apart from a hospital, obviously. Mm. Now, Trina, yours is not too exciting at all, really, is it? Mine, it's probably the most boring ever because you're induced.
Come here, the most boring, boring labour ever. Yeah, I knew exactly when it was going to happen. But what I would say, I didn't realise, you know, when they break your waters for you.
I didn't know. Are you going to explain this to me?
No, I need to warn anybody who hasn't given birth
or
yet.
Or is sitting eating their lunch.
Jane, listen up, right?
Jane, it's all ahead of you.
You know the way in the movies, the waters go and it's a quick 1 second little gush of water. And
what's it like?
Is it
like bursting a balloon, is it?
It kind of is. But it keeps on going.
What?
It doesn't, it's not just one.
Like a gushes out.
It keeps on going until the baby's born.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
I thought it just all gushed out one go.
Nope. And you're a father of three. How do you not know that?
I don't know. Does it just keep trailing? It's just trailing.
It just keeps going. And they have to keep coming in and changing the sheets every few minutes.
Put a new nappy on you.
Wait, can I tell you about my friend? She was in court on a speeding charge and her waters went.
In the court.
Yeah.
So did the judge give her the fine?
They let her off.
I'm sure he did. We call that a strikeout.
Can you imagine the embarrassment?
The amount of people who've had Garda escorts, mm-hmm. for example, to the hospital or, you know, with people who have no time, literally. I mean, it happens so often. But wouldn't you love to be that person to get the Garda escort where you're allowed to break all the traffic lights and everything else? That'd be so exciting, wouldn't it?
But I don't think it ever, in reality, does it ever happen like in the movies?
I think it does every now and again.
Yeah.
We did have a girl on about 2 years ago and she described her birth and her labour brilliantly on the air. So much so we actually put it in for an award. She doesn't know that, but we do. Mm. But she talked about being in the back of the car and she had her hand on both seats and the husband was driving and she was telling him, faster, faster, I can feel him coming out. So it turned out he rang ahead, the ambulance met them halfway and she had the baby in the back of the ambulance or in the back of the car, I can't remember. One did her. She didn't make it to the hospital. The baby was literally coming out as he was driving.
I was sitting back in the bed reading a book. Absolutely nothing happening. Everyone texts me going, Anthony, nothing, nothing, nothing. And all the women around me screaming.
Now, see all the screaming, right?
Yeah.
The roaring and shouting and screaming. Now, pardon me, but is it completely unnecessary? Well, is it all a bit of drama?
A friend of mine who'd had a baby before me had told me, stay as calm as you possibly can. Save all your energy. Because if you're calm, it'll be much easier for you. And I kind of just kept thinking about that.
Right.
And it was much easier. But yeah, there was a woman in the bed beside me. Oh my God.
Roaring. Calling her husband names.
And she's nobody with her. Oh. And I was like, should I get up out of the bed and help her? Even though I'm actually technically in labour myself here.
Right.
But God love her. She was just left in birth.
So you think it's a lot of it's drama, isn't it?
No, I don't think it's drama. But I mean, people have different pain thresholds, don't they?
Yeah.
But it's
most of them are epidural, aren't they, nowadays?
The way Niall Boylan.
I'm just saying. Or gas and air or something.
Having a baby and then come back on the air talking about
Somebody texted in a little while ago and said they had an orgasm when they had a baby. I don't know anything about that. I don't know. But there is, I believe that's a thing, like, as well. I don't know the ins and outs, pardon the pun of the situation. but I mean, I've heard stories of people who would be out, you know, literally in Tesco's and their water would break on aisle five.
Yeah. No, it happens. But I think once the waters break, you have to go in. But you could be still another 2 days without having the baby.
Without the water?
Yeah.
Well, I thought they
give you something so you don't get an infection.
I thought you had to have the water.
There's the in-depth medical
they gave you something. Dear Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, that young one and that fellow went on the air and they said they give you something. They didn't have the scientific knowledge to talk about it.
Were you there for the birth of your children?
I was, of course. I think every bloke should be there, but I don't know whether it's a spectator sport. But
which end?
The head end. You don't want to be at the other end.
No.
No, of course you don't.
And Niall.
Why would you want to be down there?
The most wonderful moment of your life.
Ah, would you stop? It was like a scene from a butcher's window. Why would you want to be down there?
What was it Robbie Williams said? It was like watching your favourite pub burn down.
Stay with me actually, Trina, because Patrick, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Patrick?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Good, Patrick. Now, in relation to childbirth, you know, I mean, look, for everybody it's a little bit different. Everybody kind of has a story to tell. What was your story?
Hi. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Hiya.
Yeah, Patrick, you have a story for us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What happened was we were on our way on the bus
Have you got a radio on in the background, Patrick?
No.
Okay, sorry.
No. Yeah, no, we were on the bus. You know the shuttle bus you get to the aircraft.
Oh, well,
and
oh right.
And lo and behold, she said, you know, she left out a scream. I didn't know what was going on. I stood up and banged my head off the overhead locker and I was out cold.
Oh, you knocked yourself out?
I knocked myself out.
She went unconscious. So you were on the shuttle bus, you got a few pains, you got on the plane, she went into labour, you stood up in a panic and hit your head off the overhead locker.
Yes.
And was unconscious.
Yeah, for a couple of minutes.
Well, I mean, you don't want to go into labour on a plane, do you? That's not the best place, really.
I'm thinking of him being unconscious on the plane. He's not much used to her, is he? He's on the ground.
Well, you hear that, you just see those videos on Facebook and all, fellas, the dad's always fainting and they miss the whole thing.
Yeah. So did they have to call an ambulance for you, Patrick?
Yeah, I was carted off as well.
So your poor missus who was in labour, what happened to her? Was she carted off as well?
Oh, well, it turned out, I think they said it was, what's it called? Brixton Hicks or something?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Brixton Hicks, I think it's called. Braxton Hicks.
What's that?
Yeah,
it's like false kind of labour pain that you get.
Oh, yeah. Phantom pains.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, preparation. Yeah. So you could have the baby like a month later, but it's kind of just
Lucky for you.
Accustomed to it.
Lucky for you, Patrick. So you were all right in the end anyway, so.
Me? Oh, well, I had a...
You're still with us.
Well, as the wife said... you would do anything for a bit of attention.
You were the one seeking attention. Thanks for that, Patrick. Let me go to Saoirse as well. Saoirse, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Saoirse?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. So what happened to you?
Oh, wait till you hear this one. I went into hospital a few days early because I was having pains.
Right.
But you know the way we probably don't, they give you an enema before. Now, years ago, this is about 40 years ago.
Right.
They give you an enema
before you go into labour,
So
clean you out.
The holosteries. They gave me the enema and I was in the loo and I thought I was having a bowel motion. Out pops the baby.
Oh, into the toilet bowl.
I swear to God almighty that I made...
Did you name her Lulu?
Oh, that's the cheapest I never thought of. That's a very good one.
So you thought you were going to the toilet... But out popped a baby.
I swear to God. And the student nurse that they had with me. I'm living in Cork now. She won't give me back my passport.
So did you have to... Sorry, sir, should go into the pros and cons of this. Did you have to fish the baby out of the toilet?
I don't remember what happened after that, to be quite honest. Because I was so embarrassed.
But I'm sure you were.
The poor nurse, she was only...
The poor baby!
The poor baby.
But at least all the hard work was over.
But all then she started banging buckets by herself. She started banging buckets and she started shouting and screaming and she didn't know what to do.
Absolutely, it's a lovely story, Saoirse. How old is that baby now? By the way,
baby now is just going on 50s, having a seizure because she's nearly half her life. Wait, I tell you, do you want another quick story?
Well, very, very quick, because let's go to John and Caroline as well, but go on.
Got the escort, okay?
Yeah.
I fell and broke my shoulder, right? And I was in a wheelchair. So I wanted to go to see Ed Sheeran in Limerick, which I did. But it was up the hill and my husband was pushing the wheelchair up the hill and the guard came over to him and said, can you manage that now? my husband is a little bit on the older side. So he said, yeah, I'd love one. Do you know what? They gave us a guard escort right up through all the crowds and everything.
To go to Ed Sheeran, you said. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, yeah. And my birthday is today, by the way.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, Saoirse. Saoirse, they're two great stories, by the way. Thanks very much indeed for that. Let me go to John. John, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, John?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. John, you have a story as well.
I do. Now, God, I'd be killed for telling this on the radio.
Oh, wait. Does she listen?
She does, yeah.
Go on, tell us the story.
Now, this is about my partner's nan, who's gone back many moons ago now. She's a young 90 years of age, just about.
Right.
And she said she went into labour on his aunt, and all was well. They were in the ambulance, the labour pain, so she went into full labour in the back of the ambulance. But they went over, I'm not going to say the name of the location, but they went over a bridge.
Right.
And the back doors of the ambulance opened.
No.
And the trolley actually fell out.
Oh, my God.
And she rolled down the hill. Now, I'm laughing because she's fine. Nothing. Thank God nothing happened to her today. But she's still alive to tell the tale. Thank God.
So she was still on the trolley and she went out the back of the ambulance. Oh, my God. Did she give birth on the trolley by any stretch of the imagination?
No, they made it to the hospital. She didn't. I didn't.
So they had to lower her back into the ambulance again.
Well, she's a funny woman, but she said she went to the hospital and the baby was well and she was well, but she said she'd never forget rolling down.
I'm sure she didn't forget rolling down the hill after they went over the ridge. Thanks for that. Let me go to Caroline as well. Caroline, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. I've 2 minutes left to get to Joe as well, but go on, Caroline.
Okay, yeah. I had my daughter Molly in the front seat of the car.
Oh, my God.
I went into labour at about 8:15 and she was born 16 minutes past 9 in near Kilrush, County Clare.
And who helped you at the birth?
My husband was there, and in the end, my local doctor and my nurse came at the scene.
But did you have to recline the seat?
Oh, yeah.
Was the car destroyed?
I didn't see very much of it. I was taken by ambulance in straight away, so it had to get balanced.
Yeah. I've often wondered if I was ever in that situation and Caroline was there, you know, legs akimbo when she was giving birth. Mm. Do you really have to go off and get hot towels and a bucket of water?
No, yeah. That's to distract the men, apparently.
Is that just on telly?
Yeah. To get the men out of the way, I believe. Yeah.
Well, the funny thing was, with all the shock and everything, the paramedic that came, I actually knew him. And I just turned around to the paramedic, and I was in Ward Zaza or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just turned to the paramedic and I said, I am so sorry, I've no knickers on.
I'm sure that was the last of the worries, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Caroline, listen, thanks very much indeed. I hope you have your knickers on now, by the way. Caroline, thank you. Let me go to Joe finally. Joe, how you doing?
Hi, yeah, how are you?
Good, Joe. What happened to you?
So I had my son in the front seat of the car while my husband was driving us.
Right.
But he's actually 15 today.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah, he's here beside me.
Right.
On a day off from his mock. But like that, had a pain and I was like, I think I need to go. And as my husband was driving, I delivered him into the leg of my pajamas.
Oh.
By myself.
Into the leg of your pajamas?
Yeah.
Would you not have even taken the pajamas off?
I didn't have time. And then my husband was like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know.
He's in the leg of me pajamas.
So then I was like, you have to stop the car. And then he got out of the car and ran around and picked him up and put him onto my stomach. And then we rang an ambulance. Sorry, I'm getting...
Are you getting all emotional?
Yeah.
Joe, you're good. He's good. Don't be getting emotional. Yeah, you'd be grand.
He rang an ambulance and they told us what to do. And then when I got to Hollis Street, then the midwife that was on duty was the midwife that delivered my daughter.
Oh.
And they all came out and they were like, Joanne, you're a legend.
Yeah. So you walked into the hospital with the baby in your arms.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know what was happening. But yeah,
now wonderful.
Grand. Yeah.
You know what? That's Joe. Isn't that just a wonderful story? And a wonderful story that your son will tell for the rest of his life as well.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I was born in the leg of me ma's pajamas.
Yeah.
Asher, now you
What's his name, by the way? What's his name?
His name is Zach.
Zach, happy birthday, 15 years of age. You can take that with you for the rest of your life that you were born into the leg of your mother's pajamas.
Into the leg of me pajamas, yeah.
Joe, listen, thanks very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on the air.
Thanks so much.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic.